South African survivor specialist Alexa and Robert slash Malcolm Freeberg are back.
Oh, dude, that was sick. Yeah,
How
that
was
was epic.
that recapping the 11th and 12th episodes of South African Survivor Season 6? If anybody is curious how long we've been doing this podcast, I have talked about the lengths of Robert's hair, the
It's like
length of Robert's hair once a week, and now we can pull it back in a bun.
yeah, this is like our this is like my own personal log of how long my hair is. So it's like one of those like take a photo of yourself every day things for a year, except it's do a podcast once a week and see how long your hair
For
is
like a couple
afterwards.
months. I mean, we've
It is a
definitely
couple months.
yeah,
Yeah.
at least like 2 months, I think we've been
I
at it.
actually don't remember when. I mean, I guess we started 12 weeks ago because we're on episode 12, but
Yeah, that, you know, maybe 11 weeks ago, because I think we doubled up on one. But anyways,
that's like
we
3 months.
also,
That's pretty
yeah,
good.
holy moly. And we only have like 3 weeks left after this week.
Yeah.
There's a lot I want to talk about like overarching South African Survivor, but one thing that I was thinking about, like before we dive into this episode, we are now at, I believe, the final six.
We are at the final
We're at
six
the
after
final
these two
six,
episodes.
and
Yes.
there are 2 episodes left, or 3 episodes left.
Right.
So we're gonna get a final four in the finale, which is unheard of
That
in
is insane. Yeah.
the
Oh
league.
my
That hasn't
God. I didn't
happened
even think about that.
in America in a very long time. Well, I was
Wow.
counting the votes when, may she rest in so much peace, Robert's winner pick, Tony, got voted out. It was a 5-2 vote. And that's not
Yeah.
many people.
Yeah, that's pretty good. And
Yeah.
we can talk about that later because we still have a couple episodes to go through. But yeah, like 5-2. I was not expecting that, honestly.
I know. I think that's
So.
what comes when you separate everybody. I liked what they were trying to do.
I liked the separation. Again, I want to talk about it. We got to get through this first episode, So
Oh, I know,
I want to get
Polaysia
through because Polaysia
won.
also got voted out, which
Oh, this was a
also
really tough
sucks.
two
It was a
episodes.
tough two episodes. Two of our
I
favorite people went
know.
out.
And this season is really popular. And for what it's worth, I'm enjoying it, but
I am enjoying it too.
I am a bit shocked at how popular it is due to the fact that the One Alliance is steamrolling everybody and people are allowing Werner to run this. I
Just do
feel
whatever
like
he wants. Yeah.
those seasons are usually not well received. So I find it interesting that people are really into this.
Right.
However,
It
I'm
is
really.
entertaining. Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
It
there are
doesn't
just like
feel
fun moments and likable characters outside of all that too. So.
exactly. And I think a lot of characters are changing. Like I wasn't PK wasn't really my favorite early on, and now he's the underdog.
Yeah,
There's
yeah.
Werner, and now I'm like, oh God, he's running.
Tom's still there, Tom's
Tom
being Tom.
has remained the same.
Yeah.
But yes, my heartbreak for Polaysia getting voted out with a freaking idol in her pocket was
Yeah.
frustrating.
It was
But
very frustrating.
nothing. No, nobody is more frustrated than Tony at the beginning of this episode because this poor thing has been told to vote for someone, I think, for 2 or 3 tribals in a
Right.
row, and it's never the person who they actually decide to go home. Tony is understandably upset about
Understandably upset. Yeah. What I think what's really annoying here is that I think that like if you're looking at what she's saying, like Tony's right about like logically and strategically what's going on, but like she's just angry about it and she's like, I don't know what to do. You guys are just like messing with me all this time and I just want to like play well and I can't do it. And like it's like, yeah, I mean, I get it. I would also be very mad if I was in that situation too.
it's really frustrating. And she's like, she's a total competitor. Like she's obviously like super hot because like she's somebody who I actually think could win this game or could have won this game.
Right.
And she has like the line of the century where she's like, you're with like effing Katinka, the biggest dumbass on this season. She's really like good for her. She calls Werner out. She's like, you're dragging around the people who like she's like, who the hell is Annalise? Like, you don't care about her.
Right.
And Werner, like, kind of like doesn't really fight it like he kind of
He
does.
doesn't need to, because he is controlling all the people and is in a very good position to win. So why be like, oh yeah, you're right. I'll just not do that and lose, right? So like, whatever.
Exactly. It's like they're both very aware. Both Tony and Werner are very aware at this point that she is secondary to the alliance. The problem is she's kind of realized, and I don't really blame her for this, she's kind of realized it too little too late. And it doesn't really matter what she thinks anymore.
Right,
But
unfortunately.
unfortunately, yes. And this is the one time, like I've beaten this like a few times, but like she has said this, and PK said this too. she has a confessional. She breaks and she's upset that no one's been there for her, or happy that she made these moves earlier pre-merge to help the original Mindanao, which still at the end of the day, like, nobody asked her to do that. Nobody asked her to throw away her original alliance. Who knew that Tevin was going to have such an effect?
Crazy. Did not predict that at all.
She does say something along the lines of, like, how were people not appreciative that I did this? And in that situation, I'm like, Tony, nobody wanted you to do that. Like, you guys chose to do
that. You made that decision on your own. Kind of got to deal with the consequences.
Exactly. However, I'm like totally on her side because I'm pretty sick of that alliance.
Yeah, me too. I mean, it would be cool to see stuff shaken up too. What I did think was really cool, also at the beginning of the first episode, was there was this really big blow up between Tony and Katinka. And I guess I can't really say between because it was Tony just being really mad. And so for like the first half of it, it was Tony being like, why are you doing this? Like, no one's taking care of me. What's going on? But then at the end of it, it got pretty interesting because we saw, like, we went into the conversation with Tony being mad at Katinka, but we came out of it with just feeling sad for both of them, which I thought was really cool. Right. And usually I feel like we don't get like the both sides of the story for the survivor arguments. Like, either we're mad at one person or we're mad at both people. But like this time it was like, yeah, like, you know, it kind of does suck to be both of these people. And it's like, it's interesting to see like that whole dynamic of like, yeah, emotions do take up. Like, usually we only hear that like emotions are a big part of Survivor, but here we actually are like seeing it happen. So.
Exactly. And it's a cool dichotomy because it's two women who are just completely different at just completely different points in their lives. And you see Katinka's innocence where she's like, I don't really know what I'm doing wrong, but you kind of just don't like me because I'm on this side and I'm really young. And I totally get Tony being annoyed by that. So that was really interesting. And it wasn't like Tony's such a B, like, she's frustrated and she has nowhere else to turn. And Katinka's kind of the easiest person to hit.
Right. And yeah, instead it's just going to start letting it loose on Katinka, unfortunately for Katinka.
Exactly. So let's get to this first reward challenge. It's a very simple, you stand on a beam and you spin the ball. Yeah. In the circle thing, which you're either good at or you're not. But I feel like this one actually lasted like a half hour, if I remember correctly.
Did it? I mean, it looked like the way it was edited, it just kind of felt like people were spinning the ball. And then within like 4 minutes, they were all out.
Yeah, maybe it's a different one. But yeah, this is a pretty standard one. And these ones are funny because it's like you get tapas, you get like meat, cheese and wine, things we all love. But the bed is in your camp. You don't like...
Yeah, so strange. Also, like, what if it rains? Like, I've never slept on like a wet mattress before, but it sounds awful.
I assume it's terrible. I just think
it's like a giant wet sponge.
Yeah, like Survivor Panama when Aris and Danielle and Ceri, I think they win pastries in bed.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Pouring rain, and they're like, this sucks.
It's like, we don't even want this.
So at the end, it gets to Palesa versus Katinka, which. Think whatever you want about Katinka. She's quite good in these challenges.
He's very good.
And Tom does a very quintessential Tom thing where for absolutely no reason, he mutters to himself about why he wants Palesa to lose.
Oh, and wow. People don't like it.
There was absolutely
no reason for him to do that, but it was so funny. It's just like, come on, man. You just don't say it, man. Just don't say it at all.
He's self-aware about how he's perceived and he just doesn't care. And I guess I'm supposed to like people like that, but I don't because he's.
It's not even like leaning into the joke. He's just like, whatever. It's who I am. You know, screw you, Palesa. It's like,
I promise you will still get dragged to the end if you're a little bit nicer. People still won't vote for you. It's okay. And then Palesa wins and picks him. How do you feel about this?
That was also like that whole sequence of Tom saying, I want Palesa to lose, and then Palesa winning. And then Tom being like, you should take the person you hate most. And then Palesa's like, yeah, I will. And then they're like, oh, let's strategize together. I was like, what is happening? Like, what is this last 5 minutes of TV been?
And she even says she's in the confessional and she directly is like, I want to pick someone who doesn't like me. And I was like, oh, well, you picked the right person.
That is the person who doesn't like you. Yeah.
So you've done well. And she kind of takes her a second. It takes like a few minutes before she actually tells us what her strategic reason is. I do understand where she's coming from because if she goes to somebody completely random and pitches herself, maybe it won't connect as well. At least she and Tom have a shared history together. And I guess the devil you know, like, versus the devil you don't know.
It did always feel like there was, like, there have been inklings of connection between Tom and Palisa. And so it's always felt like that, like, if they were to somehow get on the right page, that they'd be really good together. Except, like, that was never in the cards for it to shake out.
Yeah, and like, so for friends who can't stand each other but would if they had to.
Right. And so it felt like, I wrote down in my notes, Palisa Tom, ? Final two, more question marks. Because I was like, maybe this is the time where, like, this is the arc. Like, they've been feuding this entire time and now they're coming together and they're going to, like, you know, be a power duo. And then, you know, obviously that didn't happen. But I, for a moment there, I was believing.
I would have liked it because that means that she would have won. And I wanted her to win this so badly.
I would have been really cool. Yeah.
Yeah. And he's like, Tom, I think Tom might, because I wrote this, Tom might think he's playing a good game. I actually think he says that. But he knows he's going to be in the final two. Everybody knows that. And so Palisa, as he's showering in the ocean, they don't even get an actual shower. She finds a package inside of the pillowcase.
Right.
Which is great because this has happened to her like three times.
She's so lucky of just like, oh, another clue for me.
Yes. Great. And it's, yes, she gets it, all is well. The problem is she puts too much trust in Tom and she asks for like the dying wish, like just give me the heads up. And I've never been out there, but I'm a little surprised she believed him, or I'm a little surprised she actually thought he'd be honest with her.
I think part of it is like, yeah, I agree. But also if you're in that position where you're like, you know, you're one of the last people remaining, I feel like you aren't going to get to the end with just an idol anyways. And so you got to trust someone at some point. Right. Yeah. So, sure. I mean, unless, I guess if you do use the idol and you get out someone, like, let's just say you randomly get out Werner or whatever. And then you can get that like a 3-3 going into final, or no, cause it was 8 at the start. Yeah, so you because it was 5-3 at the time, and so even if you idle someone out, you're in the minority, and so you need trust to make it further. So
yeah,
I think it's risky, but if it worked, it would have been really good for her.
I don't know. I mean, I guess there isn't too much. Yeah, to your point, like, why else did she invite him? Like,
right.
But I don't know, especially because she has been good about playing her idol. It would have been nice to see it again, but alas,
2 out of 3, whatever. Yeah, she did good.
So for the immunity challenge, this is when you are balancing blocks that spell immunity on a rope, and pretty much everybody almost wins and then promptly loses this challenge.
This challenge, by the way. I think it's so cool. Also something that they did about this challenge is that, like, normally they only do like the time elapsed thing for like endurance challenges, but this one it's like hey, they've been doing this for 45 minutes, and that makes it really helps out where it's like, oh, this is hard and they really need to slow down in order to win.
Yeah, and every person gets, there were like three times or so where people got very close.
Yeah, Tom was close, PK was close, Werner was close, Tony was close, Annalise was close. It was insane.
Yeah, literally everybody. Yeah. I think, yeah, with that timestamp, I think Werner takes about an hour, maybe a little bit less than an hour. Shout out to another slow-mo of Tony being frustrated.
Yeah, very funny.
She drops. It's not even the drop.
If it was the drop, I would have been like, all right, this is cool. But this is we need to take a tally of like how many cool slow-mos versus how many weird slow-mos there were.
You're so good.
Because one I thought was weird, but like overall I'm liking them.
Because it was the hand in the head.
Yeah, yeah.
Not for like diving for the block or something.
It's like I could have seen that at normal speed and it still would have been kind of slow, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So, but it was good. It was good.
It was good. So we go back. Werner has immunity. He was already going to be fine anyways.
Right.
And he tells us, we're at like full kingpin status with him.
Right.
He tells us, he's like, I want PK or Palisa to go home. And between the two of them, I'm actually impressed that they ended up picking Palisa, because the reasoning was she actually is doing better in challenges than he is. And I feel like that's not something that people usually notice.
Right. I mean, I thought it was good reasoning. I'm kind of surprised that, like, given how the episode was going, that that Tony wasn't thrown under the bus earlier, that she wasn't in more trouble in the first episode. But whatever, I'll take it.
Yeah, I think maybe it's because, like, nobody really has a connection to Polaysa anymore. Like, she is genuinely alone. It's all her original alliance that's on the jury now. So, I think they know. They know about her finding the idol at Tribal. Like, I think there's enough, like, she has way better of an underdog story than Tony does. So maybe that's why they decided to go with her first.
Yeah. I agree. I think, I don't know any more on that.
Ultimately, John is the one who pushes for it to be her. And then Tony talks to Polaysa, which is something that should have happened about 3 weeks ago, and talks about wanting to Katinka out, but that just never gets there. It's like the conversation never even really gets there.
Yeah, I mean, again, I think it's a good idea to recognize that, like, Katinka is, like, a powerful person in that alliance that doesn't, you know, have an immunity necklace or an immunity idol. So I thought that was, like, a good, like, if you were to try to make something happen, I feel like that would be a good angle to do, but, you know.
Yeah. And then exactly. And we have the group powwow of I forget what word Werner uses, but, like, we are going to pile our votes on Polaysa. Like, we are not all gonna vote for her, we are going to drown all of our votes. And this is just one of those things where I'm like, oh my god, like, she's gonna break this, like, she's gonna do it. And then it's the quick conversation with Tom, and he like can't even look at her. He's like, it's you're safe. And that really derails the whole thing.
Yeah. It was, I felt really bad when Tom was like, you're safe. And I was like, no, please see through it. But, like,
you're better than this.
You're better than this. But she does.
She doesn't care that you gave him tapas.
Right. I know it was food. And she didn't have to trust people, but I felt so bad. And I'm like, oh, okay, Tom, you can do this. I mean, it definitely loses him a jury vote, but.
Yeah. A jury vote that was probably not coming his way anyway.
Right. But
maybe. Because she, there's, like you said, there's, like, a brotherhood sister.
Some thing. Weird, yeah. Like it's like a brother sister thing, but they're both in high school and they're angsty and hate each other kind of thing. But they could grow to like each other.
They could, but they never got the chance. They went to college too quickly.
Yeah.
I actually thought at tribal council that they oversold PK, but, like, to tip her off. But she must have just really thought that they were going to get rid of him. I thought they were talking about him way too much, but.
Yeah, I mean, overall, I was surprised when Polaysa went home. So I guess I also thought that too. So
yeah,
like, in retrospect.
So may she rest in so much peace. She was such a good character to watch.
She was great.
She both lasted longer than I expected her to, and not long enough. I think, considering that she, like, never had a stable alliance or never had a majority alliance, it's pretty impressive that she made it to mid-merge, or a little less than mid-merge.
Yeah, I mean, it helped that she had all the idols and stuff, but it felt like she was, like, socially capable enough that she could work and at least, like, have a good enough relationship with, like, the major alliance that, like, they didn't want to vote her out. So
Yeah, you're right. So we lose a good one. And we roll into episode 12, and it's pretty much deja vu from an hour ago.
Yeah, basically the same episode.
Tony is mad that she was.
Tony is, again, she's mad. Yeah.
She voted for PK. I actually missed it. I assume she did.
At the end of the second episode?
Or no, like, she's mad because Polaysa went home. So who did she vote for? I
also did not write it down.
Okay. And John Millsap here says kind of what I was saying earlier. I feel like the season is losing a ton of steam. I don't know why it's so highly regarded. I think, like, it's like, I think about seasons like South Pacific or seasons where just, like, there's a lot of steamrolling. I guess the difference is, like, I'm more interested in the minority alliances and I am a little more interested in the majority. Like, I think John is interesting. I don't find Annalise to be particularly interesting. Katinka, I like, but I don't know. I'm with you, John.
Right. I guess it feels like, the majority alliance, like, it does feel like there could be cracks, and it feels like we are getting, it's not just like, oh yeah, well, who are we taking out next? But we do get some conversation of, like, in the first in episode 11, the first one we watched, there was like, oh, what if Katinka goes home? Right. Like, there is some sort of, like, way that you could see, that you could see the minority like possibly getting a grip on stuff. And then in the second episode, it's like, yeah, they aren't talking to each other, right? And so there is, I feel like there still is a little bit of like, could this happen? Could this not? But I mean, overall, it's like, yeah, I mean, there's five strong and there's not really anything they can do.
Right. And this, like you said, like this was the episode to do it, because last episode we saw the cracks beginning to form. And this episode, Annalise comes from the clouds and she's like, I want John out. And all of a sudden people are talking about, I want to get rid of different people within our own alliance. Werner's like kind of okay with it, but like isn't fully entertaining it. And the way that they break everybody up after this immunity challenge is perfect, because all good duos and trios are together. But the problem is nobody's able to talk to each other. So you can't break up an alliance if nobody can strategize as a majority.
Right, right. And I thought it was interesting. Like normally there's always the reward challenge of like, who are you going to take with you? And then like the people that you don't take with you are mad. But I liked the splitting it up into like three sections instead of two, just to like add a little bit more chaos. And then you can't come back and strategize before tribal council. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah. I liked it.
I feel like in practice, maybe we like, it might get to this point again where it's like, all right, people can't like make plans, but they also can't change their plans either. So they just stick with what they know. Right. That might, like, if we were to see that a lot more, maybe that's what would happen. But like, at least for this episode, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, so. I think so. I think, it needed a little bit of fine tuning, but I think you're right. Breaking it up into three, just and it was a good groups of three, because it was all different people from like line, except for the big one. Before we get to the challenge, real quick, two people speak very highly about Werner here. So Annalise didn't originally want to tell Werner that she wanted to get rid of John because she didn't want to seem desperate, which I think is wild that like you're afraid to talk to the quote unquote head of your alliance because you don't want to seem desperate.
Right.
And then Tom tells us in a confessional that he likes playing with Werner because he quote plays with a bit of integrity, and like these people are just really, really into him. And I think maybe it's because he's a pastor. I think it's because he is very likable, but it's really impressive to me that this guy is really just kind of walking around, and Tom wants to go to the final three with him and Katinka. Like, what does he think's going to happen?
Well, I mean, so two things. One, we do see later in the episode that Werner's like, hey, I've lied. Ha ha.
Yeah.
Do you want to go to the final two? And then we also see that Tom is like, I'm not getting any votes, so you might as well just take me. Right. So, I mean,
that's
maybe he's just accepting that he's not going to win. And then you try to get second place. I mean,
yeah, maybe
that's maybe a good strategy. Like,
at least I want to lose to somebody who's good.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, maybe Tom it's better than getting sixth now or something, is trying to get second place. So
yeah,
try to be the.
I'm sure you made money that way. Is it? It's Rand. What is their currency? They keep saying.
I think they're saying Rand. Here, let me do some quick.
Yes, when you were Googling what language they were speaking earlier. Let's go to this community challenge while he's looking this up. So this one's like a bit of a balancing obstacle course. You run through the balance beams, you pick up the blocks, all of which have different symbols on them, and you have to make sure that they line up with the same sequence that is on the other side of the obstacle course. And for the reward, you get a Survivor restaurant experience. I don't really know what food they get, but you get a whole restaurant. It's very exciting. And so it's pretty standard, but Tom actually ends up winning this one, which is makes for a good good breakup of people.
Right. So research is done. Yeah, the Rand is the South African Rand. It's the official currency of South Africa.
What is its conversion rate to a United States dollar?
Remember
Australian Survivor? McKenna and I did the math and we were like, it is not worth it to play Australian Survivor.
I'm just gonna talk about the immunity challenge. I thought something interesting about this immunity challenge is normally like the course that you run is just, it's kind of like a track and field lane where it's like, all right, here's your thing. And then here's your balance beam. And then here's your second balance beam. And then here are your puzzle blocks. But this one, it was like, all right, you have your puzzle station and then like your own ramp. But then like you guys are sharing four balance beams and then you're sharing two balance beams. And then there are your puzzle blocks. And I thought that was kind of cool. I mean, we didn't really see anyone like, you know, push each other off and like attack zone each other or anything, but like
they could have,
which I liked. That was really cool.
Yeah, and like causing a little traffic jam. That always adds a little bit.
Yeah, I mean the traffic jam was kind of cool, but it just also just like who gets there first, right? I wanted some not that I wanted to see like punches exchanged or something, but maybe a little bit of like, hey, get off my balance beam or something.
Yeah, like if Polisa was there, she and Tom would have like beaten the crap out of each other, which for what it's worth would have been very interesting.
Yeah, I mean they would have done that anyways, but it would have been nice to see like some sort of like provocation or something. So
yeah, totally. So Tom wins this. And he picks John, which I think is a good choice because this woman has literally defended him at every single tribal council.
Right.
And I think he says that. He's like, she takes care of me and I owe her
through a marriage proposal.
Yes, I know.
It's done on one knee. Yeah.
Very cute and weird. He's now at the point where like he does things that are like endearing, but everything else annoys me. That it's like, he's just so cringy now. I don't know.
Right,
he's
tough.
And then he picks Werner. I think he makes the right choice here because he did just talk about, I want to bring Katinka to the end, but I think that John would get mad if she isn't picked, considering how much she defends him. Right. Katinka and him don't seem to be that close, so I think that would have been odd if he picked her.
Yeah, I mean, I thought the choices were good. Also, we get the brief cutaway to Tony saying, I almost got second place, and then in that moment, I was like, "All right, she's going home. This is too much."
Yeah, she's so
out of the majority.
She's so over it. She's so such in like F it mode. Like she's done.
Also, the quick math: 1 million South African rand is about 71,000 United States dollars.
So, oh gosh. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's probably a lot of money in South Africa, but you know.
Exactly. Yes. So then, excitingly, he gets to send two people to Exile Island.
Very interesting. Right.
And what do we think about Tony and Annalise?
What was the dot? I don't...
Like, why?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I thought it was fine. I mean, he gave that reasoning of Katinka and PK not wanting to send them away to, like, potentially get an advantage at Exile Island, which I thought was fine.
I missed that. Okay.
Yeah, I do like the idea of splitting up like the two minority people so that they can't talk with each other. Because you see at the end that Tony and PK vote for each other, and so I thought that it was interesting that because if they'd worked together, I mean, I guess.
Yeah, you're
I
right.
guess there is no real way to do it that doesn't hurt the minority, but I felt like this was a good way to keep them like separated. So
yeah, that's a good point. And like the potential anger that you get from making Annalise or Katinka upset is like not strong enough to do anything.
Right.
And again, they're broken up into groups of two, which shows even when Tony gets an advantage, there's literally nothing she can do with it.
Right. Right. And it was like, I felt so bad because like Annalise was like, yeah, like, of course, you know, we'll do it. We'll like, we're on the same on the same team, which is what you got to do. But then also it hurt when Tony was like, oh yeah, Annalise, like if I get voted out randomly, I'll give it to you. And it's like, you don't do that because whenever you say that you're going to give something to someone else, when you get voted out, that means that person's going to vote you out now.
Exactly.
And see Sarah Lucina, Game Changers, not a good idea.
Sarah Lucina, Game Changers.
Yeah, it's just like, this is, don't tell people that you'll help them out if you get voted out, because then they have a reason to vote you out more so than they already do, which is to win.
Does Tony even have like a chance to give her that?
So what Tony did is she put the advantage in her hat, and then she left her hat behind at the end of Tribal Council.
Oh.
And so then Annalise just picks up the hat, which now no longer belongs to anybody, and she has the extra vote. So
That's smart. That's actually
it is cool that the extra vote doesn't go to Werner or Katinka.
Yes, that is nice. Like this is Annalise's chance to really do something here.
Right, right.
All right, so they break this up into three different islands, which all have cute names, which I love. Right. So first let's go to Reward Island.
Reward Island.
Tom talks about bringing Werner and John as a thank you. And Werner is like, I am going to let these two get trashed together. And we will see how that goes. And
which honestly, good idea.
Very, very smart. And Vern is like drinking a little bit, but I think I can assume the other two just get like kind of wasted.
Yeah, I mean, they talk about going to tribal council just smashed, which probably is a bad idea.
It's probably a bad idea. You know. Apparently, Sophie Clark was drunk when she won a South Pacific, but I don't think that's something that everybody can handle or do. Yeah. I think, and again, like he's like, oh, well, I hope Annalise will get annoyed with Tony, which she kind of does. So to your point, like he did the correct separations and now he was able to talk it out to us.
Right. Which, you know, props to Tom, made a good strategic move.
Good for him. He certainly did that. Very proud of him. And then John gets drunk and tells Tom that she cannot promise a final four with him.
Oh,
and
yeah.
This is where, like, I want your thoughts on this because I don't really care for Tom. And so this is where it's like, is the person taking it too seriously or like, should they play the game harder? John tells Tom that she already promised final four to other people, which she like was made pretty clear. Like when they brought in Tom, he consented to being fifth place. Obviously nobody like takes that at face value, but it shouldn't be shocking to him. John shouldn't have said that, but right. I do think absolutely it's weird not. That he's like, what? Like you joined an alliance.
Right. Right. Also kind of weird.
She should not have spoken to him. Like she shouldn't have said that.
Also kind of weird for Jean because like you can pretty easily deduce who the other people are. Right.
Yeah, this
you know, it's like it's not Tony or PK because they're getting voted out. It's not Tom or Werner because they're there at the table with you. So like, who's left? Oh, I guess it's Annalise, and I guess just Annalise. Yeah. So like, whatever. Like, what are you?
It's one of those things where like, if somebody asks you if they're with them, just say yes. Like,
it's so much easier.
She totally overcomplicated it. Which you know, if there was anybody from the minority alliance who was at that reward island, that could have done something, but like where would Tom have gone? Because there's only two. It's 2-on-5 right now.
Right, right.
So alas. So
that's why that just have drink responsibly on Survivor. Don't get trashed. It is very harmful strategically, unless you're Sophie Clark, then do whatever you want.
Yeah, then you can win and get like champagne drunk or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go to Exile Island where Tony and Annalise hang out and then Annalise promptly gets annoyed with her. They have the opportunity to find an advantage and then go straight to tribal. So they end up finding this, but first they find a bowl of fruits. And I wrote down medicine, but I know that's not what it is.
I don't know what it was. It was probably like that weird like vitamin thing that gives you all your vitamins and nutrients that we saw earlier in the season where it's just like healthy for you. Even if it probably tastes good for them, seeing as they've only had like rice. So,
yeah, I did notice. Maybe this was me like nitpicking, but I noticed the camera would always cut away from their faces after they drank it. So maybe it doesn't taste good. But maybe like the concept of like I am drinking.
If it's bad on Survivor, if it's bad on Survivor, you know it's bad.
It must be genuinely bad.
It's terrible. It tastes like chemicals or something.
And again, it's like. They got sent to exile, so it's like nice that they gave them something, but it's not like they were going to go perform in a challenge after. So I don't know. I thought it was cute.
It wasn't really exile. It was just like another island.
Yeah. It was like, we can't have 4-on-3. So we're going to just put you somewhere else. So they find an extra vote, which is such a kind of advantage.
Right, because if it was an idol, that's really good.
Right. And if it's an idol, then it's really Which maybe we'd be like, there are too many idols at this point, but it could have done something.
Saying that anyways.
Yeah. And they even, I think Annalise or Tony or both, they say like, this is useless right now. Like we have to wait another round, but how can they decide to wait another round? Because Tony is target number one.
Right. Well, I mean, obviously Tony doesn't really know that. I mean, I guess she does know that, but like, it's true. Like there isn't, you know, it's 5-2. Getting that extra vote will make it 5-3, and like that doesn't work. So
exactly, yeah. And then we go to everybody's favorite island, which is Kapike Island, and I was very curious how they were going to spell that.
Yeah, because
I originally typed K-A-P-K.
P-K, yeah,
which isn't Cap as cool.
Island, right?
It was cool like seeing a Mario Kart game.
It kind of does, yeah. It was cool seeing Katinka and PK like hang out because I don't think we've gotten like a one-on-one of them hanging out before, and they were just having a good time. I thought that was fun.
It seems like one of those duos where like they were always in the alliance together early on, but they weren't major characters then, so we kind of didn't have any reason to see how they got so close or why they got so close.
Right, but yeah, it's cool seeing like it's cool seeing these like one-on-ones like outside of strategic conversations. So I do kind of like the like splitting people up into just like a duo for like some sort of reward or whatever. So,
yeah. And that does make it more like personal because you almost can't strategize and it's not like it's you've the guy on the bottom versus like the kind of unstrategic tribe member. So
right.
you're not going to be like,
nothing's going to happen
crazy. Yeah. They're just going to have fun. However, Katinka tells PK her entire gameplay, which is something that's happened kind of often. And it was really cute because he in a confessional is like, so she's going to do this. And then she does it in a confessional and she goes, I just want him to take me seriously. So I'm telling you.
Yeah, it was a great
life strategy.
It was a great juxtaposition between that. I love that.
I thought that was very fun. So I really liked this grouping of like the pair, the breakout of three,
right, but me too.
A little tough to, you know, to capitalize on. And for what it's worth, I'm very glad they were not allowed to whisper. It may have saved us Tony, but I'm kind of glad they didn't whisper. What do you
think? Yeah, I mean, I
don't know. Maybe they would have needed it this one.
I don't hate whispering. I mean, okay. Conceptually I do, I don't know. I've been thinking about like how much I enjoy Survivor seasons, and I realized that like it as long even if there's like logically something like yeah, whispering makes it so it's harder for me to understand things. But if at the end of the day I watched the episode and I was like, oh, that was fun. Like I don't care if like a season has a bad boot order or something, or like you know this thing was unfair. Like if it's fun, like whatever. So
yeah,
that's my
and I think I'm like sick of the whispering because I've seen it so much, but in this situation, I think it actually would have been necessary because there are all these like potentials that could have happened. I think at the end of the day, it would have been Tony who went home or PK, but they were kind of just like talking smoke and mirrors the whole time because there wasn't an actual chance to strategize. And it ends up being every single person votes for Tony, except for Tony and Tom vote for PK. For some reason, Tom votes for PK. I think just he's annoyed with him.
Whatever, yeah. Well, I mean, which we do find out in the next time on Survivor, they are very mad at each other. And I mean, we've seen they've been mad at each other before, so.
Exactly. I think they're just two personalities that have no business living on an island together.
Absolutely not.
And Tony tells everyone not to trust Werner, and nobody cares.
Yeah, well, I mean, you do what you can. You know, you got voted out. Just blow up what you can. I don't know. Maybe it sticks. We'll see. Hopefully.
We'll see.
That'd be cool.
But the previews are very quick. Like it was just like a 5-second PK
of Tom and PK arguing. Yeah,
like
cat
fighting, and then it's like bye.
Whatever.
So now we're at the final six, and we have
six.
We have four jury members who are all original Luzon, plus Tony. I like don't think it's possible that Werner gets to the end, but I'm getting an Australian Survivor feeling, and I loved Australian Survivor season 2, but I thought Jericho was the most random and I didn't like him as a winner. I feel like we're kind of heading that way.
And do you think Werner's going to win?
I don't think he's going to win. I think they'll figure it out. And then we're going to be left with like Tom, Katinka, and Annalise or something like that.
That would be very strange.
It would be very strange.
So does PK win then?
If he gets there, I think he could win.
I think if he gets there, he wins. Okay, so Werner's obviously in the best spot right now, clearly.
Right.
Right.
And he still has that idol.
He still has the idol. Yeah, it's insane. Yeah, so Werner's like way up here above the screen. And then like down here in the normal range is like PK, I guess. Well, yes. I PK, in terms of like good winners, PK is there. But in terms of getting to the end, I don't know.
Yeah.
Katinka, honestly, Katinka's doing pretty well.
I would be pleased with a Katinka win, but that's because
I kind of would be. Do we think? I don't think John wins.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. John's a good talker.
She is a good talker. Ah, I don't know. I don't know, man. It's like Werner's in the best spot, and then everyone else is in a mess down below, and then like Tom loses. I think.
Yeah, I think that's gonna. I think that like we can all agree is going to happen.
Yeah. Unless it doesn't, which would be insane. Think about it.
We'll see in 3 weeks because we are at the final six, which is insane.
We're at the final six. Yeah, this is normally when the finale would be, final six.
Yeah, which I really like that it's not.
I really like. Yeah, it's
sick. I like it a lot. So that's what we've got for this episode. So Phil and I, tomorrow, we are starting a new series. It's a little hard to explain, but I'm going to try. We're making the Ultimate Survivor season. So what we're going to do tomorrow is we're going to watch the premiere of Survivor Palau, which is our favorite premiere or our favorite episode that includes 20 contestants. The following week, we are going to watch our favorite episode that has 19 active contestants, which will be from a different season. We will then go to our favorite episode that has 18 contestants. So we're pretty much...
How are you going to like link the characters together, or are you not?
We're not. We're just saying.
Okay. I got it.
That would be difficult. Clearly, we are starved for something to talk about until Survivor comes back, which it will very soon. Robert and I will be continuing this series for only 3 more weeks. So keep tuning in. There is a new South African Survivor starting, but unfortunately, we don't live there and don't pay for South African cable television. So we will have to watch it probably a year later on this Google Doc that we have. So yeah, we'll talk about that later. Robert, anything else I am missing?
I think that's it.
That's all we got. Follow us on social media, follow us on, or become a patron, and have a lovely Monday, everybody.
Yeah. Happy Monday. Happy Monday.